Photographs in the family collection show a bustle of activity in this area during the ginning season. One, dated March 1918, entitled A Busy Day at the Gin, shows 7 or 8 mule-drawn wagons fanned out across the slope above the building, waiting to deliver their seed cotton. Wagons would approach the gin house from the east, running downslope into the shed porch to be weighed. Then their load was sucked up into the gin. They would then proceed with their empty wagons down the slope into Johnson Mill Road. There, they could turn to come back and collect the seed from the drive under seed box, which is in front of the gin. Farmers would then wait to collect their baled cotton from the loading dock on the south side of the building. The building is mainly constructed of Miracle Hollow Block. These patented concrete blocks were manufactured under license by Mr. Ira's brother, Scott Etheridge, in Jefferson. The ginning machinery now in the building was installed in 1930.
There are 3 80-saw gin stands supplied by Loomis Cotton Gin Company in Columbus, Georgia.
A network of pipes brought seed cotton to these machines and then carried the lint from the machines to the cotton press. Mr. Ira's gin was originally powered by a steam engine. The foundations for this engine can still be seen on the west side of the building. A drive shaft once connected to the steam engine remains in the gin house. It is a challenge for visitors to work out which of the various shafts, ducts, and machinery parts belong to the various eras of the gin's operation. Finished bales were taken through the sliding door onto the loading dock on the south side of the building. A 2-bin press stands on the platform on this side of the gin house. The bins rotate around a central axle to allow for filling and compaction.